broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web. You're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hi, everybody. Carl Walsh, Saving Seniors. I was lucky enough to sit in on the ending of Steve Aspel's broadcast, and always good to see Steve and talking about the elections coming in Redondo Beach and for mayor and so forth. He's the expert. He's the king. I hope everybody had a good January. We're starting off February here. And, of course, yesterday was my birthday, so I always allow a 30-day grace period for presents and cards. And so feel free. Don't feel guilty you missed it. But I am lucky today, speaking of saving seniors, to have Marion Cairns, who is the owner-director of Visiting Angels. I'm going to let her explain her nursing services and home care services that she offers to seniors. And this is very exciting for me because I've worked with her in the past, and she's a real professional, and so's her staff. And I'll let her explain everything. Marion, are you here?
I'm there.
You're here and you're there. That's great.
I'm there. I know. Well, happy belated birthday, Carl. Sorry that we missed your birthday.
Well, I kept it secret. I always keep it secret till after and then guilt people. So it's a talent. It's a technique I use. So I happen to be lucky enough to know Marion's husband, Dwayne, who's a terrific guy, and together they run Visiting Angels. Why don't you explain to us what Visiting Angels, what do they do, what services they provide, and tell me, start from scratch as if I don't know anything.
Okay. Visiting Angels is a home care provider. So it's a non-medical home care provided, meaning that nobody is a medical person. We're all at best certified nursing assistants. These are home care people that will go into the home and do everything aside from medical. A medical person would actually be probably quadruple pay of what we pay our people.
Yeah.
So Visiting Angels is a home care provider. We're licensed and bonded by the state of California. And that means that everything that we do is overseen by the California Department of Social Services. And everybody that we hire must be run through the Department of Background Check through the FBI. Mm. And nobody can work for us that has any sort of a record at all, which is really a nice thing. So we have, laws and payroll reports and things like that we have to do, as opposed to some other company that can hire people, off the street. We charge $38 an hour. A four-hour minimum for services provided, and the services that we provide, tend to be things like bathing assistance, dressing assistance, grooming, assistance with walking, medication reminders, errands, shopping. We do light housekeeping, meal preparation, and I've got some great cooks.
Mm.
We do companionship care. We'll even take your dog for a walk.
That's great. I didn't think of that.
And we do respite care for family members, meaning that if you're taking care of somebody at home and you would like to take a vacation or you would like a little break, we will come in and do that for you so that you can take your vacation or break. And so that's called respite care. So that would help somebody that's, a shut-in type of situation where you feel like you can't get out.
Mm.
But so we've been doing this in Palos Verdes and Torrance and all of the beaches in South Bay. We've been doing this for 18 years.
Wow.
Okay, my husband and I bought the business, 18 years ago. And I was a realtor at the time with RE/MAX Palos Verdes. And the real estate market wasn't doing that well. And my husband had just gotten laid off. And so we started looking around and found this nice little business that had no employees. Well, actually, it had two employees and had one client.
Mm.
So, and the gentleman wanted to sell, so we bought the business from him. And since then, we're now up to about 65 clients and 100 caregivers and very busy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And it's so funny, as you're going through this, as a senior myself, you know, I have this horror of my future that I won't be able to take care of myself. And I listen to all the things that you're mentioning, you know, like respite care. That's an interesting one. And I know from personal experience, knowing how you've attended to clients, you can do 24/7 care, right? It just doesn't.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We do it in 2 12-hour shifts so that you have a daytime caregiver and a nighttime caregiver.
Ah.
And that's because of the overtime laws in the state of California. You know, it would be too expensive to have somebody, you know, after 9 hours, it's, you know, overtime. So we have 2 12-hours, and therefore no one sleeps so that somebody is awake at night, so that if somebody has to go to the restroom, you know, so there's always a big chance of falling, especially at night, you know, when somebody's trying to make it to the bathroom. So it's really nice to have a caregiver right there to be able to assist
yes.
that, you know, person in going to the restroom or for whatever reason, you know.
And I've witnessed firsthand how caring your caregivers are. You and I have, you know, dealt with each other on a professional basis, and I watched the loving, giving caregiver that's there. Just recently, we had a client.
Thank you, Carl. You know, and you really saved that client. I mean, just a little ad for Carl. You know, these people were having a hard time with finances, and Carl came in and assisted them with the reverse mortgage and helped these people be able to get care for their mom at really nothing out of their pocket. So that was a great service, Carl, and you really did it. You did it professionally and quickly, you know, so that was nice. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Marion. That's very nice of you. Yeah, you know, it's always a good feeling. I'm sure you feel the same way when you're helping a client. And, I mean, they're really against the wall financially. So to be able to come through in the end with the reverse mortgage product, which can really save people, and then provide nursing care so that your client could live, you know, a happy remainder part of her life. It's gratifying for both of us.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. Especially in a case where the family's not around, when you don't have anyone in town to take care of your mom, you know, everybody's out of state or even just an hour away. You know, an hour away, you know, is you might as well be at the other end of the country when it comes to an emergency with your mom or your dad.
You had mentioned you know, bonding and licensing. Could you explain all of that to us? Because I didn't think of those terms. Like, what's involved in that? What does the bond cover and the licensing? Licensing by whom and how does this work?
Well, we're licensed by the state of California,
yeah.
So the Department of Social Services. And this only started about, I'd say, 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So prior to that, and there's a lot of states in the country that still don't have licensure. And so, you know, people can do whatever the heck they want. We can't. You know, we have very strict rules. We have inspectors that come in, and they've come into our offices several times, you know, where they want to see all the client files, and it's, you know, you do it now, and you know, and that's it. And we pass with flying colors every time because we keep everything in order. You know, you have to keep your files locked. You have to, you know, there's a lot of HIPAA rules and protection for the clients themselves. And then, the licensing itself for the owners is, you know, background check, of course. You know, you have to go through the FBI background checks on everything and everybody. So
how does that work, by the way? So there you are. When you bought the business, did they give you the mechanics of how you get in touch with the FBI to clear people, or were you just sort of, you know,
We bought the business. We didn't have this process.
Ah, I see.
Okay. So, but when they instituted it about 15 years ago, we lost only one caregiver after running everybody through that check. So that was interesting. And because the one caregiver we lost, there were some problems she had with it not being legal over the border, you know, that kind of thing. But, you know, with us, of course, you know, my husband and I had to pass a background check, and they go back to the day you were born, you know, so if you had anything at all, you know, so thank God we passed with flying colors.
You know, that's laughable. It all makes us laugh nervously. Like, I think I'm okay. I'm thinking about that myself. Like, I think, yeah, I don't recall being arrested or anything.
No, really, it was funny because it all took a while. And, you know, for a while we thought, what's the holdup? But, you know, you go to a place, you know, called a life scan. You know, you get your fingerprints done, and those fingerprints go right up to the FBI, and they run them through the software they have. And with our caregivers, it takes about, probably, gosh, maybe a week. Before we get somebody cleared. And so anybody that we put in your home has to be cleared prior to anybody working.
That's pretty quick. I was imagining some horrific process. A week, that's pretty good for a government agency.
Yeah, no, a week, and sometimes it's quicker than that. The state has gotten pretty backed up, you know, as state agencies do, because, you know, it's pretty busy.
Yes.
And, you know, there's a lot of home care businesses out there right now, and there are a lot of what they're called personnel. They're called home care companies, but they're not licensed and bonded, so therefore they can, you know, hire people and have them basically be 1099. So meaning that they can, you know, pay them, not take taxes out, not take responsibility for them as an employee. But we have to take responsibility. Every caregiver has to be an employee of ours.
Yeah, so and I don't think the Franchise Tax Board from California and the IRS, I don't think they love that when people are doing the 1099 deal. I think, you know, that's a whole other problem with taxes, because employers like to avoid that because they don't have to pay FICA and so forth and SDI. And so, So they just offload all on the client. I can imagine the repercussions. You know, you play by the rules like you do, and it stings a little in the beginning, but it's better.
Yeah. What we've really noticed is that, you know, when you have a caregiver that's been bonded in this with an agency, that caregiver is not going to fall in your home and then come back and sue you because she can't, because it all falls on us.
Mm-hmm.
So when they work for an agency, they fall. It's our workers' comp, which we pay a fortune for, of course, you know, that handles their injury, that handles any sort of problem, so it doesn't fall on the homeowner. And, you know, in these days, and with litigious lawyers calling people, you know, a lot of people, these little caregivers that come in and they don't realize, you know, they're just from another country, they get a call from somebody saying, hey, you know, those people you worked for a year ago, you know, the people that live in PV, you know, you know, you ever fall and hurt yourself, or did they ever not give you a break, or did you get overtime?
Right.
You know, and then you're served a lawsuit, and so, you know, that's the nightmare. I have a lot of friends that this has happened to.
Wow.
Because the caregivers are innocent. They don't realize that this attorney is going to file a lawsuit against their wonderful clients that they used to work for, right?
Mm-hmm. You had a good relationship with, all of a sudden they're having this money dangled in front of them.
Right, and the mom and dad, you know, they've passed away, so, you know, they think everything is fine. But no, it's not. And, you know, so to protect yourself all around, you know, it's nice. You may have to pay a little bit more to get a licensed bonded agency for home care, but what you get is so much better. I mean, I think that's private is private, but, boy, you've got to make sure that you've got a lot of insurances and professional people behind you. You know, when you've got a private caregiver in your home.
Oh, my gosh. You know, you just remind me about life in general. you know, when you try to cut corners, it's not often something you get away with. So to hire a professional and just pay what you're supposed to pay, because it's expensive, you know, the licensing.
Well, it is expensive, you know, and so, you know, that's why there's Carl to get a reverse mortgage.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, let me just put it this way. If your little mom owns her home free and clear, mm-hmm. and she doesn't have the money to pay for home care because she doesn't realize that she's sitting on equity in a home, you know, it's such an easy way for somebody to do that without, you know, the bad thing. People say, oh, they're gonna steal your house if that happens. Or no, that's not true. I have seen a lot of people that have taken advantage of this situation in this program. Mm. You know, and that it's been wonders. And as a realtor, I sold homes that have reverse mortgages attached to them. And the kids got a lot of money still. The house is still worth a lot of money. And, you know, I mean, it was a phenomenal experience.
Yes. And thank you, Marion. And that's why, well, I'm on the board of the directors of the FPALA, the Financial Planners Association, because instead of dissipating a whole portfolio where, you know, you take above the minimum distribution, required minimum distribution, the RMD, and you use the line of credit on the reverse instead of, you know, having tax repercussions taking your portfolio away. In the end, your heirs have way more money. So that's a whole other subject. But, well, I was astounded by the numbers I saw. So thank you for bringing that up. But, I mean, maybe you could give us some examples of, like, for instance, the aging population I'm looking at. So have you noticed as, I mean, 18 years is a long time to be running this. So do you see the demand just keep increasing and increasing?
Well, I see that the greatest generation is dying out. Mm-hmm. You know, the people in their 90s, you know, and they truly are the greatest generation. Mm-hmm. I mean, these guys are, you know, we're all a bunch of wimps, Carl. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but we're gonna need caregivers earlier than the greatest generation. I mean, and I'm seeing a younger population coming in, and I'm talking by younger, I mean in their late 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not as healthy.
Mm. That's interesting. You know, explain that to him.
I don't know why. It's just they're not as healthy. They have some, you know, they have strange situations that you don't, you know, when I go to somebody who's got, it was 95, I mean, you know, for example, this one man had bone cancer, you know, because that's, you know, you're 95, something, you know, something is going to end somebody's life, right?
Yes.
But these younger people are coming in with things that are like diabetes that gets complicated or, you know, things that they're not taking care of themselves. You know, they stopped exercising, they have poor diet, that kind of thing.
Mm.
And it's a larger population. You know, the baby boomers are, I believe, the oldest baby boomers, what, 75, 76?
Mm. I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, so the baby boomers are coming in, and I think that's going to be huge because we're the largest population.
Yes. Yes.
So, you know, and with that comes, you know, and I also say you're only as healthy as how many daughters you have. Because daughters are amazing, and they take care of their families, and they take care of their in-laws, they take care of their parents. You know, the sons are great, but they just aren't as attached. I mean, they're just not as great as caregivers. No offense, family.
Yeah, yeah. I love these observations because I have two children too, and I'm like, oh, I'm thinking, which one of you are going to, you know, feed me applesauce?
Maybe your daughter.
Maybe.
Yeah. So, you know, with that being said, you know, the aging population, and I'm included, I just turned 70 and my husband's 71, you know, that, you know, we are going to be looking down the road. I mean, you know, when you think about just doing laundry, you know, doing laundry for an elderly person, it's difficult, you know, the lifting the basket, the taking, you know, so when you start getting, you know, that's hard, and it's hard to make meals, it's hard to, hard to drive to the doctor, so maybe you're not driving anymore because maybe your eyesight is bad. You know, it's hard to, you know, maybe your memory. I see that a lot. A lot of people, their memories are going bad in their late 70s and early 70s. You know, they're misplacing things. They're getting diagnosed with early Alzheimer's. You know, there's a lot of stuff. Get any ARP magazine, and it'll just open your eyes.
Yes, I'm afraid. But I'm not that afraid. That's why I have this show. So, so we have to confront the issues head on.
Yeah, and it's my new favorite reading because it tells you a lot to do. You know, like, you know, if you see an elderly person and they live alone, you know, you have a duty to kind of make sure that person is protected, meaning that if you notice that you haven't seen that person for a while,
yes,
go knock on their door. I mean, we had a situation, and it wasn't one of our clients, but it was on the street of one of our clients. The man had not been heard of for a while, and the mailman opened the little door. Anyway, smelled the smell, and he had been dead for probably a week.
Oh, my gosh. That's awful. Yes,
yeah.
That's why I joined Rotary. I told them, they asked me, why did you join Rotary? I said, well, if I don't come to a couple meetings, I want you to check for the body. That's a little morose, but, you know, that's what I actually said it. Half the room laughed, half sort of grumbled. But on that note, we're going to take a break here. Would you stay with us for, I have a couple segments I'd like to hit, like different examples that you run into.
Absolutely.
Okay. Hold on tight. This is Carl Walsh with Marion Cairns, Saving Seniors, and she's here with Visiting Angels, giving us an explanation. Hold on.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
The 1,200,000 women and men of Rotary have accomplished extraordinary things. They've taught millions of people to read, worked toward world peace, and have nearly eradicated a crippling childhood disease from the face of the planet. But each of those 1,200,000 women and men know they could accomplish so much more if only they were 1,200,000 and one. Find out what an impact one person can make. Learn about Rotary at Rotary.org.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
Hi, everyone. I'm Carl Walsh here, Saving Seniors. And lucky me, I have Marion Cairns from Visiting Angels, who's telling us about home care for seniors. And welcome back, Marion.
Thanks, Carl.
So we have three segments, short 8-minute segments here, and I wanted to go through examples maybe. Could you hit the type of, because you'd gone over it, a glossary of possibilities, but maybe give me examples of how your home care has really helped out some seniors and some families, really.
Oh, of course. Okay. Well, for example, there a lot of people are from out of town. You know, they've grown up in the South Bay. The parents are still at home, and they're out of town. You know, they're in Texas, they're in San Francisco, they're wherever they are. Okay, mm-hmm. And I'll get a call from a daughter usually saying, you know, my mom, I saw her, she's not doing well. Or my dad, you know, my mom is taking care of my dad, and I'm afraid that, you know, she's going to fall, and whatever it is. So she'll say, can, you know, I'm flying in, or can we do it on Zoom even? You know, can you go and see my parents and assess the situation? Uh-huh. And so I do, and with a family member present, either, you know, by Zoom or by phone even. You know, preferably in person, but sometimes that makes it impossible. But, and I just ask a series of questions, you know, about what's going on, and, you know, are they, what kind of food are they eating? I look around the house, I notice, you know, what kind of condition the home is in, uh-huh. what kind of condition they're in. Are they able to answer my questions? Are they able to pay attention and track? Is the house, does it look like a hoarding situation? Uh-huh. You know, you can assess a lot uh-huh. by walking into someone's home. And, you know, because if you think back on it, going and seeing your parents, oftentimes they try to hide stuff that they don't want you to worry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they may hide that the mail is backing up. They may hide the fact that, you know, the dad hasn't been eating, or that, you know, the bedroom is a mess, or that they're not doing the laundry because they don't feel good. You know, so there's a lot. That, and also when we come into the home with a caregiver and have the caregiver actually start in the job, the caregiver is an extra set of eyes and ears.
Yes.
For what's really going on with the parents, you know, and so, and that is reported back to us, and then we can tell the family, you know, things like, did you know that your mom, you know, has been wandering the neighborhood, you know, and knocking on doors. You know, did you know that your mom, you know, because, you know, this stuff with, and I don't hate to call it Alzheimer's because, you know, that's a pretty terrible term, but let's just call it some sort of memory loss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've seen that quite a bit where, you know, we come in and we notice that, you know, somebody's very forgetful. Somebody shouldn't be driving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody is the mail is backing up. You know, they're not doing dishes, they're not paying attention to their medication box. You know, they may have the pills in the box,
mm-hmm.
but they're not taking their meds. They're missing doctor appointments. You know, just all kinds of things. And unless you're living there and you go and you see your family every day or at least once a week, you really don't know that that's going on.
Yes.
More
than once a week even, right? Because if we... you know, everything you've said, as I'm getting older and I have peers of mine taking care of their parents, everything you've said so far has happened to people taking care of their parents.
Absolutely.
My folks died early, but I have a brother who passed away with dementia. They never called it Alzheimer's, though, strangely enough. So I don't really know the distinction, but my sister-in-law would get a call from the police because my brother didn't know how to get home, and, you know, he drove somewhere and didn't know how to get home, and I don't know, she'd get phone calls. I mean, that's terrifying, all these.
Oh, it is. I can't tell you how many times, and this is really funny, that I have seen a person wandering the parking lot at Vaughn, not knowing where their car is.
Really?
Yeah. And
well,
you know,
I do that sort of period. For too long. I wouldn't say it's wandering. I'd say a quizzical look on my face. Where did I park? But anyway.
I don't know. And so I did go up to this one woman one night, and I said, you know, are you okay? And she said, I can't find my car.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she really could not find her car.
Mm-hmm.
So we went up and down the aisle with her clicker, up and down the aisle, and we finally found her car. And, you know, then that made me nervous of having her drive.
Mm-hmm.
She said she could drive, and, you know, I said, I can call somebody for you. She said, no, I'm fine, I can. But, you know, it's that kind of thing. Also, I had a woman that got lost at Del Amo.
Mm.
I mean, she could not find her car at Del Amo, and, I mean, she really got lost.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, that happens to, you know, some of us, right? But when you are really, I mean, we're, it's hours that you cannot find that car, you know, then there's a problem.
You know, and my uncle, I went and visited him in Florida, and he had all his wits about him. He was 90, and he just drove right. He drove. He was driving us somewhere. He just drove right through a stop sign. Didn't even pause.
Yeah.
Just whisked right through. Both my cousin and I were in the car thinking, "Yikes!"
Yeah.
That could have ended up poorly. So.
Well, when we do an assessment, and they have suggested things like that to me, you know, I do say to the client, you know, it's not you that we're worried about, you know, behind the wheel. It's who you're going to hurt. And that seems to, you know, they get that. They get that. They don't want anybody to say, I want your car keys because you can't drive.
Right.
But if you say, you could hurt a child, you could hurt somebody, then they're like, okay, here, have my car keys.
Wow, that's good. That's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah,
because how many clients do you currently have?
Well, right now we have, I think, 67.
Wow, that's
a lot. We've taken care of thousands of people.
Yes.
Throughout the year. I mean, Dwayne and I did a tally of, you know, I think it was over 1,000 people. And
wow.
Yeah, and, you know, we go to all the funerals because we become family.
Yes.
I mean, we really become family. I mean, I was just with a couple of gals that lived out of town, and their twins, and their dad. We got him home on hospice from the hospital, and we got him home. 2 days later, he called me. They had just left, okay?
Mm.
He called me. He said, Marion, I'm dying right now. Come over and call my daughters, but I'm dying right now.
Wow.
And I thought, what? So I drove up there, and I called the daughters, and they had already made it home, right?
Yeah.
And he had just been waiting for them to leave so he could die. And when I got there, he said, okay, and then he died. And as God is my judge, that is a true story.
I cannot recall exact stories like that, but many I've heard of that. It's happened over and over again where they say their final goodbyes, and then they leave or wait till they get there and then pass on and so forth. So, you know what?
And he was on hospice.
Yes.
So it wasn't. But he still, I think he needed to be by himself, and he wanted his cat to be around. But I was very flattered that he called me.
Holy cow. Yeah, that's the gratification of the job. So we're going to take a break again, and I'd like you to think of more specific stories about what's happened and how you can help clients and how things we may not even have thought of. So I have Marion Cairns here from Visiting Angels. And hang on tight. We're going to by the way, which number do you can you be reached at? Your office number, the 424-772-6604? Is that the best number for you?
Yeah, that's the best number for
okay,
us. So we're located in Torrance,
Torrance.
Right next to the Lomo.
424-772-6604. So we're going to take a little break, and if Marion will stay with us, this is Carl Walsh, Saving Seniors. We'll be right back.
See straight and save. These days, everyone seems to see things differently. But from your eyes, you can see straight and save. Right now, get glasses online at 70% off at Glasses USA. There's a 100% guarantee, too, on top brand men, women, multifocal, and even prescription sunglasses. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Glasses USA, and you will see straight and save.
I'm William Shatner, and this is Jimmy. Animals like Jimmy are often left behind by people fleeing hurricanes, fires, floods, and earthquakes. These abandoned animals cannot survive on their own. If you must evacuate your home, please never leave an animal behind. If you absolutely cannot take your animal with you, never leave him helplessly chained or caged. Many animals die because they cannot escape fires or rising waters. Animals need your help. Thank you.
Call PETA today, 757-622-PETA.
Shh. Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Hi, everyone. Carl Walsh, Saving Seniors, with Marion Cairns from Visiting Angels. We're talking about home care for seniors. So welcome back, Marion.
Thanks, Carl.
And so were you able to think of some interesting clients you've taken care of?
Oh, I've had a lot.
I mean, there's so many. I mean, can I give an anonymous example of what you and I dealt with together?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So there was a woman who was close to 101 years old, and she seemed to be fit as a fiddle. She wasn't jumping out of running around the house, but she was using the assistance of a wheelchair, but had her wits about her. No evidence of dementia that we could see, that I could see. And seemed to be, what are your thoughts about, you probably have a lot of clients who've lived longer than you thought, like in their 90s and 100 years old, in this case 101 in last November.
Oh, yeah.
She turned.
Yeah, in fact, I had a 106-year-old woman that was so grumpy.
I'd be grumpy at 106.
Well, you know, I would think so, too, but I would call on her. I just say, how are you doing? I just wanted to see how you're doing. I just called to see, and she said, well, you did it. You called, and she'd hang up on me.
That's funny.
You know, and I loved that woman. And then I had, you know, this wonderful 100-year-old woman. We had a birthday party for her at our office. She came in, and we surprised her, and her caregiver brought her here, and we just celebrated at 101.
Wow.
So, and she is amazing. She loves my Chico outfits. You know, she has a really nice wardrobe. My caregiver has always made sure that she's, whenever I just drop in, because I do a lot of dropping in. I don't call and say I'm coming. I like to do just the drop in and see what's really going on. And, you know,
that's a big plus. That's not to go, let's not let that brush by you. I mean, you're really hands-on, aren't you?
Oh, I'm really hands-on,
mm-hmm.
You know, and like I said, I'm 70 years old, but I love what I do, and I really think that this business is, I think it's based on angels.
Mm.
I really do, you know, because there are so many times that I, like, just running into you, an old friend of my husband's, running into you at a time that we really needed you.
Mm.
I mean, when I found out that, you know, we knew each, I said, you're that, Carl? That was amazing, because my husband has always loved you and talked about you, and I never met you, so it was wonderful. And you know, so what are the chances of that? You know,
yes,
that my client called a guy to do a reverse mortgage and got you.
Yes,
you know, so
that's so funny.
Yeah, because as you know, I can't get involved in that stuff, but you know, I was really excited that it was you, because, you know, as you know, we had to do a lot of running around. We, you know, we took my client to the doctor. We, you know, and it was, I mean, anyway.
Yes, there was a lot of running around.
So, you know, yeah. I've had people in their 80s. I had a four-star general.
Wow.
Who, I'm telling you, what an amazing man, what great stories he had. You know, and it's the stories, too.
Mm.
You know, you've got to let people talk, and
mm-hmm.
you know, kids, we don't listen, but when a caregiver is sitting there, a caregiver listens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, caregivers, I have to have I've got to give a pitch out to the caregivers.
Yes.
Because they are a special breed of people. I mean, I could not be a caregiver myself,
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
I don't have that, you know, I'm like go, you know, but I can hire them and I can manage them and I can see what it takes for a good caregiver. And these caregivers love what they do. They love what they do and they cherish making a lunch for this client and they end up very close. I mean, and you can see the friendship. And then I'm telling you, I'm hated. I'm the first person they hate. When they meet me, when I come in to do the assessment, they hate me. They don't need anybody. Leave me alone. My kids are driving me crazy. I don't need anything. Okay, so when I leave and I have a signed contract and I put a caregiver in there, 6 months later, let me just tell you, if I tried to get that caregiver out of the house, these people would chase me down.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you could not pry them apart. And that's the beautiful thing about this, is that, you know, the caregivers join such a bond, and it's a wonderful thing. And they love the person. They call me, let me know. You know, I'm very close to my caregivers. They all have my cell phone number. They can all call me at night at home, and they know that. But the best thing is that they love their clients.
And you know,
there's professional things. They can't take cash from the client. They can't, take keys to the home. We put a lockbox on if that's an issue. So there's a lot of rules and things that we go over with the clients before they even, you know, caregivers will start a case. Excuse me.
That's so interesting. How long does the whole vetting process take? So there's a 1 week FBI vetting.
Right when we hire them, we do that. So they're in.
So that's after a long vetting prior to the hiring. So you vet prior to the hiring, then you give them a...
Basically what we do after we hire them, is they're waiting for a job. So when I go out and I take a case, means that I'm sitting with the family and I'm asking questions and, you know, getting a list of current medications the family person is taking, their likes, their dislikes, you know, what the name of their doctor is, you know, emergency contact information, just the general overview. Okay. And then we set up a care plan as to, you know, we want help showering. We want help with meals, you know, take mom to the grocery store, take dad to the doctor, so we come up with a plan. And then I come back and I put it in our computer and try to match it with somebody that I know is a good fit.
Yes.
And then I take that person to the job I have to say I have a good record. The only time it ever didn't work, Carl, is when the man told me, you have to get that caregiver out of here. She reminds me of my ex-wife.
That's so funny. Oh, my gosh.
And they're good people, and they have great stories, and, you know, they're smart as a whip, but they don't feel good. Most of the time, people don't feel good.
Mm.
You know, when you're old, it's hard to, you know, like yesterday this man said to me, you know, he says, I have a brain that wants to do things and a body that doesn't.
Oh, I see. I look at staying healthy mentally and physically, it's this equation, right? So there's exercise and there's diet and there's, you know, keeping your brain active. But then there's the socializing part too. So someone who needs home care is starting to lose their social network, which isn't great for people, is it?
Yeah, and that's another thing. I mean, when I come into the home, then they don't like me because I'm there to do something with them, okay? I'm there to spend their money they don't want their kids to spend, or I'm there to take them out of their loved home. I'm there to, you know, disrupt their everyday life. But when they see that I'm not the one, but I'm going to bring you somebody that's going to help you do the things that you like to do, it's really beautiful to watch. I mean, go take a walk at the Lama Mall.
Yes.
You know, go take a walk along the beach.
1 minute.
You know, so there's really beautiful things that come out of this. You know, I even had a woman on hospice for 5 years. She had to renew every 6 months.
Wow.
But for 5 years was because she wouldn't take any of the comfort, because she really was not in pain. But anyway, she loved her caregivers, and I'd go eat strawberry cake with her and ice cream all the time, and we just had a blast.
Wow. So, yeah, you develop personal relationships. It's interesting to see the transition, that it starts, you know, you're hostile, and then they're devoted to you and the caregivers in the end, too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Now we do have one more segment. Are you going to, are you available for one more after this break?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Sure.
So I'm with Marion Cairns right now, the owner director of Visiting Angels, and you can be reached at 424 area code 772-6604. Is that right?
That's right.
Torrance Boulevard in Torrance, right here in the South Bay, California.
In Torrance, right next to Del Amo.
Perfect. So hold on tight. Carl Walsh, Saving Seniors with Marion Cairns.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The 1,200,000 women and men of Rotary have accomplished extraordinary things. They've taught millions of people to read, worked toward world peace, and have nearly eradicated a crippling childhood disease from the face of the planet. But each of those 1,200,000 women and men know they could accomplish so much more if only they were 1,200,001. Find out what an impact one person can make. Learn about Rotary at Rotary.org.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Hi, Carl Walsh here, Saving Seniors. As you know, I'm with Visiting Angels director and owner Marion Cairns from Torrance, California, and who, by the way, we had mentioned and we'll mention again, but her can be reached at 424-772-6604. Welcome back, Marion.
Thanks, Carl.
You know, I was thinking something popped in my mind that there's seniors out there that, I mean, there you were, sort of a top producer, real estate. What caused you to say, okay, I want to change, go down this fork in the road? What was the transition like? How did that work?
Wow. Well, okay, I'm going to be very honest with you that, you know, my husband got laid off, mm-hmm. and the real estate market was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, you know, we got to do something. Mm-hmm. You know, I got to find. So I got on the internet, and when I got on the internet, I found like a Peet's Coffee.
Mm-hmm. That's funny.
Yeah,
I didn't know they were franchises. I thought they were owned by the company. But keep going. Sorry.
Well, something like that, you know. Mm-hmm. And then there was this thing, and it talked about, you know, taking care of people. So I called, and the person that answered the phone, this was a Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Her last name was Sullivan, her maiden name. My maiden name is Sullivan. And she was in charge of franchise sales, and she never was there on the weekend. So she answered the phone, she got me all excited, and she said, isn't it interesting, the guy that owns the franchise that, you know, it's for your area, he bought it for his two sons to run, but they're like 30 and 32, and they want to play video games, and he can't rent it from Glendale. So we met with him the next day and bought it.
Wow.
And so from there, you know, we had to go back, and we had to get approved by Visiting Angels, et cetera, and we were really nervous if we should put more money into it. Like, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
And so I was at my real estate office in Malaga Cove, mm-hmm. and, you know, we're thinking of getting plane tickets and doing all this, and my husband called me and said, an angel from our Christmas decorations fell on his head when he was looking for something in the closet.
Oh, that's funny.
Now, I mean, my Christmas decorations are packed pretty tight.
Mm-hmm.
So for something to fall on his head, and it was an angel, so we booked the flight. And I'm telling you, this business has been blessed by God, and mm-hmm. I know that for some people they may be offended, but that's exactly what this business is.
Mm-hmm.
It is blessed by God. And I thank God every day for this because it's helping people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's helping people, and that's what's making this business so successful. You know, you can't do it for money. You got to do it for people.
Yes.
And, you know, when you're helping, you know, you're taking some little person and you are helping them, and they smile when you walk in the door. You know, it's just everything, and that's why these caregivers are amazing people. You know, I mean, National Caregivers Day, things like that, when you see a caregiver in an outfit or whatever, be nice to them.
Mm.
They work really hard. They really do. And, you know, we try to pay them as much as we can pay them. We give a lot of bonuses. We give big Christmas bonuses because that's where they don't want, you know, a party. They want money in their pocket so they can buy presents for their family. You know, that kind of thing.
Mm.
And they love us. I have the highest retention rate of any company. I mean,
wow.
My people have been with me. Most of them have been with me for 10 years plus.
Mm.
And that's unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
That really is.
Because it's really tough work, really.
It is tough work. You know, and people treat you like crap.
Mm-hmm. And you're on your feet. And and sometimes elderly people... you know, they get ornery, as you said, that other client of yours. I remember my mother was sort of getting ornery in her old age. Not terrible, honestly, not terrible. But, we're not all in our best. Aging is not for the faint of heart. Is that the expression?
Oh, that's the expression, and that's so true.
Hmm.
I know. I mean, it's very true. I've never seen it. You know, it's sad that... You know, like they used to say, you know, youth is wasted on the young.
Mm-hmm. That's funny.
But it's really true because these elderly people, I mean, they've had lives. They've had, oh my gosh, this man that I signed up, he was telling me about parachuting out of planes, you know, in World War II.
And, wow.
You know, I mean, just amazing stuff. And it's just the things that... Our kids will never talk about. Our kids are going to talk about the internet.
Right. Right. You know, good times don't bring the best out of everybody. You know, it's those tough times, too, that can really make us.
Yeah. And these people have seen some really tough times. And it's just an honor. I'm telling you, it's an honor. We go to every funeral.
Mm.
And, you know, at every funeral, my caregivers are the people that are the center of attention.
Mm. Mm.
I have all the family comes up and they want to introduce the caregivers. They want to, and that does my heart so good. I mean, they want to introduce me and I think, I'm not even here. Pretend I'm not here because I didn't do the work. They did the work,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the family has depended on these people for everything, buying groceries. You know, changing diapers, making sure that somebody's going to the restroom, doing laundry, you know, everything.
Mm.
You know, they're running a household because there's nobody else there. You know, mom and dad, you know, aren't capable anymore.
And hopefully the children see, you know, the love in their eyes the caregivers have. Because I noticed that too when I was, you know, we were providing financing for one of your clients, you could just see the protective nature of the caregiver herself.
Oh, she's a lion. I mean, she's up for caregiver of the year. She's she's amazing. I mean, she'll beat you to a pulp. Before you would ever be able to harm that woman, any one hair on that woman's head. And, you know, every time I walk into that house, that woman smiles at me and she's so happy and the house is clean. And these are the things that, you know, I judge. I mean, you know, is the house clean? Is the client happy and not laying in bed? And so, you know, kudos to caregivers everywhere is all I can say.
Yes. Perfect way to, for our last 60 seconds. And I want to make sure, I mean, I've seen what you're telling me today, I know just watching you in action, managing the caregivers, seeing the caregivers. You could see you all work as a team, and you're just there, you know, on the outside to make sure that everything goes like it's supposed to. But, you know, the caregivers are really the champions at the front lines. And I know you were very patient and supportive in my transaction. We were providing financing. So
yeah, I keep them all employed, you know, and I try to give them good benefits. I try to give them as much as, you know, they need and want. And we have a great review score now. We have 815 review score, which is the highest one you can get as far as reviews online. So that makes me really happy because that's coming from the caregivers. I mean, the caregivers, a result of the caregivers' work.
Mm. Yes. And I could see it firsthand. So I will give you a personal two thumbs up. So I'm on with Marion Karens, owner-director of Visiting Angels Caregiving Company. And you're in Torrance Boulevard, 3510 Torrance Boulevard, Suite 220. And your office number is 424-772-6604. And what are your hours that people can reach you?
Oh, boy, they can call me 24 hours a day, but our hours at the office are 9 to 5 Monday through Friday.
Got it, 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Yeah, because usually that should be good enough for people trying to arrange.
But, you know, they can always call us, and my office manager, Joyce, answers our phone 24-7.
Mm-hmm.
She's amazing. I mean, I have such an amazing staff that I have to give kudos to Joyce. She's been with me for over 10 years, and she sat with a corpse all night because there was no family around.
Oh,
and
no.
The woman was out of town when her husband passed away, and she sat there because the hospice person had to leave.
Wow.
That,
you know, your lack of turnover is a big indication. You know, there's talk and there's walk, and the walk is, you know, people don't leave your firm. That says a lot. So we have to wrap it up here, unfortunately. I could go on forever listening to these great stories of you. No, honestly, you know, like keeping people happy, basically. So, again, Marion Karens, Visiting Angels, Home Care. Call her at 424-772-6604. And thank you for joining us, Marion. I appreciate it.
Oh, Carl, thank you so much for this opportunity. I really appreciate it, and you're the best. We
love you. Thank you. We love you, too. Okay.
All right.
Have a great rest of the week. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.